The men, ranging in age from 39 to 70, were brought to Waterloo's Exceptional Persons Incorporated in early February. They'd lived in a bunkhouse that was clean, but had been deemed a fire hazard because of overloaded electrical circuits and space heaters, which ran constantly because the boiler used to heat the facility quit working in 2002. They'd been employed by Henry's Turkey Service, some of them for 30 years. The Iowa Department of Human Services chose the Waterloo location so they could all be together. EPI Executive Director Chris Sparks says allowing the men to speak to the media may not be in their best interest, considering all they've endured, so he's willing to share some of what he's observed. He says he was a bit surprised at how willing the men were to leave the only home they'd known for years.
As they came to Waterloo, as they got acclimated into their new surroundings, even though many of those surroundings were temporary at that point, they enjoyed it, they appreciated it. And one of their concerns was, you know, I don't really want to have to go back.
One of the first orders of business was a physical examination.
One of the guys had a knee where the kneecap was fractured, and he's doing extremely well at this point in time. He was in an immobilizer for quite a while. He's doing very, very well. And actually, the guys physically are doing extremely well.
But of course, the physical condition was only one part of it. Sparks admits it's taken a good amount of time for some of the men to feel secure.
A number of them did experience some sleeping difficulties. They experienced some trauma related to the concern that they were going to have to go back. And I know that because they shared that concern with me personally. Here's the happy ending piece of that. I worked with one of those gentlemen quite a bit, talked to him a number of times, and he was very concerned and afraid. About 2 months ago, I saw somebody walking across our parking lot, and I kept thinking, well, that guy looks really familiar. Who is that? And I realized that it was this gentleman, but he was smiling. And he looked so different smiling than he did those other times I had interacted with him, with his frowning and with those worry lines knitted on his forehead.
Sparks says because they had worked in the same place for so many years, once they were settled in Waterloo, staff members asked if they'd like to maybe have either a part-time job or would like to help out around the facility.
We kept saying, you know what, you can work if you want to, but you don't have to, and there are other options to work. Well, as that began to dawn upon them, and it takes a while, when you really don't understand your range of options, it's hard for people to communicate a full range of options to you. So once that really began to sink in, a number of them said, you know, I'm not interested working any longer. And it was really one of the funny things was a couple of the guys actually said to me, I am interested in working, but not with any turkeys. And I don't want to have to pluck turkeys. And so, you know, that's a thing, thank goodness, that we can find humor in. And, of course, they're not going to be working in that kind of endeavor, that kind of an activity.
Six of the men have been reunited with family members and have moved out of state. The 15 others will live permanently in the Waterloo area. Sparks says he's humbled by what he's witnessed in the past 9 months.
They have, for the most part, been flexible, for the most part, been good-natured and good-humored, and really today are making the best of their life and enjoying it very much. I don't know who we see about that lost 30 years in some of their cases, but I guess we rejoice in the fact that they're doing well today.
Iowa Workforce Development officials say Henry's Turkey Service used a federal law that allows companies to pay workers with diminished mental capacity less than minimum wage. The law is designed to encourage companies to employ people who would not otherwise find work. In the lawsuit filed this week, the U.S. Labor Department says the men were paid as little as $65 a month. So they're asking that the company pay them back wages plus interest for what they should have been earning. And the results of a criminal investigation have been turned over to Muscatine County authorities. I'm Pat Blank, Iowa Public Radio News.